Slide 1. This component, Networking and Health Information Exchange, addresses what is required to accomplish networking across and among disparate organizations who have heterogeneous systems. Unit 6 covers EHR functional model standards and consists of 3 subunits. Over these 3 subunits, we will talk about the electronic health record and the functional requirements an EHR system must satisfy. This subunit, 6-1, focuses on the EHR from the perspective of its architecture and content, particularly from a view of the source of the content and the networking required to aggregate the data from all sources. We introduce several standards that relate to definition, architecture, and content of the EHR. The EHR is much more than a repository of data. Its value comes largely through a rich set of functionalities that add value to the aggregated database that will be addressed in the following units. Slide 2. The objectives of this unit are to understand what an EHR is and what are its characteristics. Specifically, the objectives are to understand the definitions of an electronic health record. Unfortunately, there are many definitions. Understand architecture for an EHR, and there are many different architectures. And identify and understand key standards for the EHR. A key standard is ISO CEN 13606. Slide 3. Many definitions. Why? There has never, ever been a shared understanding of what we are trying to achieve with the EHR. Many view it simply as a replacement for the paper record. The tremendous change in technology and the increased power of technology has stayed ahead of the visions for the EHR. It is viewed as a birth-to-death record, longitudinal, or anything and everything about the patient. What is its form and format? Documents, folders, structured, coded data elements with coded values, text, etc. What is its purpose? Document care, communications, legal, research, audits, reimbursement, etc. Who is it for? Provider, patient, payer, government, auditor, researcher, public health. The answers to all of these questions and others are important to the architecture and content of the EHR. It is important to understand your definition of what we call the EHR. Your definition may be biased by where you work: a hospital, a clinic, a doctor's office, a nursing home, or long-term care setting. The push for a nationwide infrastructure requires you to have some understanding of how these different settings relate. Slide 4. The EHR has been known over the years as an automated medical record, a computerized medical record, a computer-based medical record, an electronic medical record, an electronic health record, and probably by many other names. What it is not is a clinical data repository, a data warehouse, or a disease registry. The development of what we currently call the EHR has evolved over the past 50 years. Its name has changed many times, and its name probably reflected the perception as well as the technology available at the time. The ultimate transition from medical to health reflects the transition in our healthcare model. The initial focus on the computer has yielded to electronic. What the EHR contains or does not contain is important. Functionality is very important and distinguishes the EHR from a clinical data warehouse or clinical data repository, though these may serve some of the functions of the EHR. We still debate what to call it or what it is. What problems are we solving? Are there multiple uses? What are they? And what impact does each have on the others? Slide 5. One of the first formal definitions of the EHR came in a seminal publication from the Institute of Medicine in 1991. This publication actually referred to the EHR as a computer-based patient record. This publication contributed to an increased awareness of the value of the use of computers in healthcare. The revised edition, published in 1997, noticed that little progress had been made in implementing EHR systems and, with the exception of two additional chapters that discussed current use of the EHR, was not otherwise changed. The IOM definition is a principal repository for data concerning a patient's health care that affects virtually everyone associated with providing, receiving, auditing, regulating, or reimbursing health care services. Slide 6. The IOM definition defines a computer-based patient record as an electronic patient record that resides in a system specifically designed to support users by providing accessibility to complete and accurate data, alerts, reminders, clinical decision support systems, links to medical knowledge, and other aids. This definition still works. Note the words complete and accurate data and the use of decision support. Note the coupling to medical knowledge. Unfortunately, the current use of the EHR in both the inpatient and outpatient settings is still below 20% in the U.S. A goal of the stimulus funding program is to significantly change that number. Slide 7. Since the IOM definition, a number of SDOs have published standards related to definition, architecture, and content. These groups include ISO, CEN, IOM, ASTM, and others. It is still being defined in new ways by others. We will look at a set of standards created by different groups that expand the definition of the EHR from this IOM definition. A common understanding is important for the sharing and aggregating of clinical data. Slide 8. These three ISO standards provide views of what the architecture, structure, and content of an EHR should be. ISO TR 2514 provides some simple concepts about what an EHR might be. ISO TS 18308 defines the requirement for an electronic health record reference architecture and provides some suggestions for an EHR architecture that would support interoperability and data sharing. In Europe, CEN defined a five-part standard for EHR architecture and communication. This standard is now also an ISO standard by the same number. This standard is influencing what is happening in Europe. ISO 13606 addresses multiple aspects of the EHR and its contents. We previously noted Part 2 of this standard when addressing archetypes. The Part 1 of the standard defines a reference model, or a conceptual plan of what the architecture of an EHR should be. These standards will be discussed in detail in the next few slides. Slide 9. ISO TR 2514 is a technical report published in 2007. It is very general, simply defined, and its purpose is only to provide information about the EHR. It is not a standard. The technical report may be purchased from ISO. ISO TR 2514 describes a pragmatic classification of electronic health records, provides simple definitions for the main categories of EHR, provides supporting descriptions of the characteristics of EHRs and record systems, and defines the set of components that form the mechanism by which patient records are created, used, stored, and retrieved. Slide 10. Not only are the many definitions of the EHR confusing and conflicting, the suggested architecture for EHRs is equally so. The EHR architecture provides a model of the generic features necessary in any EHR in order that the EHR may be communicable, complete, useful, an effective ethical legal record of care, and maintain integrity across systems, countries, and time. The architecture does not prescribe or dictate what anyone stores in their health records, nor does it prescribe or dictate how any EHR system is implemented. It places no restrictions on the types of data which can appear in the record, including those which have no counterpart in paper records. The architecture is very important because it influences the ability to find a specific piece of data in the record, and it influences the speed and flexibility of retrieval. Some suggest the EHR is similar to the paper record, that is, a series of folders, usually organized around an admission or an outpatient encounter. The lab data may be in another folder and medications in another folder. The architecture stores data in much the same way as it is captured. Another perspective suggests the data should be stored independent of the way it is captured. This approach seems to offer a structure better suited for varied presentations of the data, as well as response to query. The content of an EHR is entirely a different topic. Slide 11. ISO 18308 is a technical specification. A technical specification is somewhere between an information document and a standard. It merely suggests definitions and what an architecture might be. It can also be obtained from ISO, but at a cost. This standard suggests the generic structural components from which all EHRs are built, defined in terms of an information model. The scope of ISO TS18308 is to assemble and collate a set of clinical and technical requirements for an electronic health record reference architecture that supports using, sharing, and exchanging electronic health records across different health sectors, different countries, and different models for healthcare delivery. Slide 12. The scope of TS18308 does not define the functional requirements. It defines a set of clinical and technical requirements for a record architecture that supports using, sharing, and exchanging electronic health records across different health sectors, different countries, and different models for healthcare delivery. HL7 does provide great detail on the EHR functional model, and we will explore this topic in the next subunit. Slide 13. CEN 13606 was first created over 10 years ago. More recently, it was revised and became an ISO standard as part of the Vienna Agreement. The standard is defined in 5 parts, each addressing a different component. A number of countries are using at least a part of the standard in defining EHR, EHR architecture, or EHR content. An organization called OpenEHR has used this standard to create an open source activity that provides application and content, including archetypes that have been discussed in an earlier unit. ISO 13606 defines the EHR as a longitudinal record, a record that exists over the lifetime of an individual, the so-called cradle to grave. It introduces concepts of persistence. The data is kept forever, and thus satisfying any legal requirement. To a large extent, the purposes for which the EHR is intended, whether the legal record of care, the documentation of care, or an instrument of care, strongly influences the definition, architecture, and content of the EHR. Slide 14. The goal of ISO 13606 is to define a rigorous and stable information architecture for communicating part or all of the EHR of a single subject of care. This goal means preserving the original clinical meaning intended by the author and reflecting the confidentiality of that data as intended by the author and patient. Again, perceptions of what is required for the EHR influences its design. The theoretical definition includes any and all related content. What was the patient doing? What was the doctor doing? Who is the source of the data? Who entered it into the computer? Who said it was correct? And so forth. The difference between what the EHR contains and what is actually needed in a particular circumstance is intensely debated. It is like, do you read every footnote or look up every reference when you are reading a paper or book? It is important that too much data can get in the way of use. More is not better. Slide 15. Even though 13606 does not specify the database design or the internal architecture, it does define a structure that is covered in the next slide. It does support a dual model approach. 1. Reference model represents the generic properties of health record information, contrasted to the HL7 reference model, and 2. Archetype model, a formal expression of a distinct domain-level concept expressed in the form of constraints on data whose instances conform to the reference model. The use of archetypes as defined by this standard are perhaps the most widely used part of the 13606 standard. Slide 16. As noted, 13606 defines a hierarchical structure in which the top level is called the EHR extract. The EHR extract contains all or part of the EHR and is defined, created for a particular purpose. For whatever its purpose, the structure remains the same. Slide 17. This slide and the next define the hierarchical structure of the EHR. It is similar to saying a file cabinet is a patient's EHR. The file cabinet contains drawers with folders that contain parts broken down into smaller units. The composition contains nested sections or file folders. For example, a folder may be a set of information committed to the EHR by one agent as a result of a single encounter. From one perspective, it is a logical construct. The question is, how is the data used, and how easily is it found within such a structure? It seems clear that there is a great similarity to the paper patient record system. Slide 18. The hierarchical structure continues down to the node containing the data. A section contains entries, for example, data under one clinical heading, such as lab data. An entry contains elements and clusters as a result of one observation. A cluster contains elements and is a means of organizing nested data structures, such as a time series, and an element is a leaf node containing a single data value. Search time depends on the indexing of the data. For example, if the search has to start at the folder level and look through each folder and composition and section and entry and cluster down to the data leaf, then search has a significant overhead. Slide 19. The ASTM standards are more traditional in name and content. These are largely informational in content and do not, today, significantly influence system design. E1239 is a standard guide for description of reservation or registration admission, discharge, and transfer, or RADT systems for automated patient care information systems. It is focused on a hospital information system application. E1384 is a standard guide for content and structure of the electronic health record and defines a more traditional approach. E1633 is a standard specification for the coded values used in the electronic health record and deals with the issues of terminology and data representation. These standards have education value, even though they may not be used to design a specific system. Slide 20. These are still traditional standards. E1715 is a standard practice for an object-oriented model for registration, admitting, discharge and transfer, or RADT, functions in computer-based patient record systems. Note that E1715 is essentially the same topic as E1239. E1744 is a standard guide for a view of emergency medical care in the computerized patient record. Slide 21. ASTME 1769 is an assemblage of technical, administrative, operational, communication, and computer-based automated functions organized to accept, process, store, transmit, and retrieve electronic clinical information for various purposes, such as assistance in healthcare delivery and evaluation. It provides practitioner reminders and alerts, and it facilitates access to expert knowledge bases. The operative EHRS shall permit authorized healthcare staff to enter, verify, manage, process, transmit, retrieve, view or print, or a combination thereof, any or all of the EHR data. The EHRS shall permit the algorithmic creation of longitudinal electronic healthcare files. The EHRS shall permit authorized users access to EHR data for purposes such as clinical, educational, administrative, financial, quality improvement, utilization review, policy formation, and research as defined in the authorization agreement with each legitimate user. The EHRS shall protect the data from unauthorized access. This standard is more recent and perhaps the most valuable of the set. These standards may be obtained from ASTM, and there is a cost. Slide 22. In this subunit, we have drawn attention to several standards from various SDOs that deal with EHR definition, architecture, and content. None of these standards are complete and definitive. Unfortunately, the current state of the art for EHRs is similar to the story of five blind men and the elephant. Until a stronger agreement is reached, content interoperability, efficiency, and query will be compromised. We are unlikely to ever have a single standard for an EHR architecture. The reasons include lack of agreement among developers, the proprietary nature of the architectural design, legacy systems, and many other reasons.